You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Only about a week remaining until spring training starts, at least for pitchers and catchers, which is good news for all of us who are baseball fans. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, and for my weekly chat with Corey Brock. Corey, we're going to talk a little bit about the Padres offseason and grade the players a little bit, but first we want to go over some news. So the Padres just signed Skip Schumacher to a minor league deal. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's just kind of an interesting potential piece for them. A guy that's been certainly in the big leagues for a while, came up with the Cardinals, won a World Series with him, I believe, in 2011. Has some versatility, and his game really sets up, you know, for being a, especially at this point in his career, you know, he's 36, so kind of a National League bench piece, a guy that could play some second base, play some outfield, can pinch hit. He had more pinch hits last year than anybody else in baseball. And let's not forget, he's also a very good clubhouse guy, and I think that that's something this team, frankly, can use and needs. I know it was something they probably could have used last year a little bit. You know, just a guy that's kind of been through the rigors, been through the wars a little bit, and knows when to, you know, put an arm around a guy and when to, you know, hit another guy on the bottom and say, hey, let's get going. So I think, you know, especially on a minor league deal, again, there's not a whole lot of risk involved here, but I think he could potentially offer the team something. He has to make the team first, of course, but I think this could be a decent fit.
Yeah, this is one of those logical signings. I mean, a team needs options. And to just kind of stockpile a little bit of depth going into spring training, because you have to have, you know, more of a choice, I guess, to look at to decide how they want to put together a team. And so this just adds to the options, which is important this time of year.
Yeah, because, you know, Allison, we'll get down to the end of March here, and you and I will be talking about, you know, player X and player Y gone down with some sort of injury, and maybe it's not catastrophic, but, you know, you have to build in some insurance somewhere, and you have to have some depth, and especially for a guy that does have some versatility to his game that could potentially help you in a couple different spots if you get in the pinch. The last thing you want to do the last week of spring training and early April is to go out looking for position players. I mean, the rosters are pretty much locked. Everybody kind of has their guys, and it's kind of slim picking. So this is probably a nice deal for him because he's from Torrance, which is right up the road from San Diego in the L.A. area. And, you know, I imagine this is probably his last go-around, but it sounds like he's got a little bit left in the tank.
Okay, good. So let's move on to just looking over the Padres offseason a little bit, maybe just reading it a little bit or seeing what they might still need. So let's look at the rotation. There's not, like, any big acquisitions, largely the same cast of characters. Lyle Spencer, who is one of our esteemed colleagues and columnists, he had an interesting column recently about five pitchers from the NL West that could maybe have a breakout season, be a difference maker for their teams. Andrew Cashner mentioned for the Padres. And I guess that would be the guy that we'd have to look at to sort of maybe be a possibility to have a breakout year, considering his tools and everything that he brings. He just kind of needs to bring it together.
Yeah, and for them to have any kind of chance at all in what now appears to be one of the toughest divisions in baseball, at least on paper, especially with the changes a lot of teams have made in the National League West, they're going to need Andrew Cashner to pitch a lot better than he did last year. You know, we kick around the importance of wins and losses and really what that means, but, you know, he struggled last year, and, you know, he had a lot of bad defense behind him at times, but, you know, he'll be the first to tell you that, you know, the onus of what happened in 2015 squarely on his shoulders. You know, he just needs to get back to being the dominant pitcher that we've seen him be before. He did make a career high 31 starts. That was a step forward for him in his career. But, you know, it's his last year before free agency. And I think, you know, for his overall good financially and, you know, for the good of the team this year, they need for him to be a lot better. You feel pretty good about your chances with James Shields and Tyson Ross at the top. He has some questions on the back end of the bullpen, but you really need Andrew Cashner to be a dependable number three.
Yeah, so I've been asking reporters to sort of grade certain areas, like judging from the end of 2015 and maybe going into spring training, like has it improved? just kind of grading from there. But I guess from, in terms of the Padres rotation, this would be kind of a push at this point.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, they did lose Ian Kennedy. Of course, he signed a free agent deal with the Royals, so they'll have to replace his innings and his durability. And you know, one of the guys they're really looking toward is Brandon Maurer, who came over from the Mariners last year, had been a starter with the Mariners, pitched very well in relief for the Padres, and there was some thought to keeping him there. But I think they want to let him be a starter. They'll give him a chance in spring training. Carlos Villanueva, a veteran who's been around a lot, had a kind of career revival last year at age 32 with the Cardinals. He's going to get a chance to start. It's going to be a lot of open competition in camp. They have a ton of relievers. You got some competition for the back end of the bullpen, a couple things on the position end. But, you know, people always complain, Allison, maybe it's just sports writers, that spring training's too long, you know, and it's merely a function for pitchers to get ready. But I think the Padres are really going to need all 6 weeks to get their 25-man roster figured out.
So let's move over to the bullpen. We've touched on it a little bit. Would you say it's improved? Of course, they have a very established name as their closer. We're not exactly sure what Rodney's going to be able to do at his advanced age, but he is somebody who stands out there. How do you grade the bullpen?
Yeah, I think on paper it's not nearly as good as it was a year ago, especially where you had Joaquin Benoit setting up Craig Kimbrell. Even though Craig Kimbrell didn't have a Craig Kimbrell kind of year, you know, he's still strikes a lot of fear in hitters and, you know, got a lot of saves and did some good things. And Benoit had another good year, continues to defy time and all that, and did really well. So you lost those two guys, and they're going to be very difficult to replace. Fernando Rodney, of course, had his big struggles in Seattle, resurfaced with the Cubs. And the Padres feel like he's still got something left. You know, he's 36, Allison. And you have a lot of question marks. You have some Rule 5 guys down in the bullpen, three of them, and just a lot of unknowns. So, no, I would say the bullpen's not nearly as good as it was a year ago, and that's always kind of been the feather in the cap for the Padres. So they've got their work cut out for them this spring.
Okay, and let's move to the lineup. You had a nice story about Solarte at third base. Sounds like he's somebody that the team's really high on. Just as you look at the lineup as a whole, would you say that it's improved or taken a step back or kind of the same as last year?
I would say maybe taking a slight step back, mostly because of the loss of Justin Upton in left field. And they didn't really go about replacing him at all. Got John Jay from the Cardinals. It was coming off a year where he was banged up, but can play a very good defensive center field and is a left-handed bat, something they needed to break up all those right-handed hitters. They picked up Alexi Ramirez to play shortstop, who we talked about, Allison. You know, he's 34, but, you know, I think he's kind of a stopgap for a couple years here until one of their kids is ready. So, but, you know, he'll help pick up some of that production from Justin Upton's absence. But, you know, we'll, if you get a full year out of Will Myers, and I know I've raved about him on here before, I think that can make up for a lot of things. But let's be honest, it's going to be really tough for the Padres to make any kind of inroads in the National League West. You know, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2006, as I'm sure I've mentioned probably 2006 times on this podcast. But, you know, it's just going to be a tough year for them. But, you know, the good news is they've added some interesting pieces in the farm system. But, you know, they don't like to use the word rebuild around here. But I sort of think that's what it's lining up to be.
Okay, Corey, thank you so much, and good luck getting out of that nasty winter in San Diego. I'm sure you're looking forward to heading over to Arizona. And so safe travels to you. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.